KAUXU. Roy, good evening to you, and welcome aboard the South Cars Global Family Hour. I don't recall your call sign, but I see the name's Roy by the board here. But anyway, welcome aboard, and what you got for the night?
WA1 NXI from KD8 Uniform X-ray Uniform. Roy here in Sterling Heights, Michigan, Metro Detroit. Good evening, everybody, and this is the first time I've checked in to this South Cars Net Family Hour. Just wanted to say hello to everybody. Don't have a lot to contribute about raising dogs and puppies, as I don't have a dog of my own, although we did at one time. I can comment that our two daughters, each of which have dogs in the household. My one daughter from Farmington Hills, Michigan, has a mixed breed, I guess, beagle type and male. And my other daughter in Linden, Michigan, has two dogs in the house, a yellow lab and a puggle. And but they're not puppies anymore, but they are very affectionate dogs, and we love them both. Anyway, Mike, good to hear from you. Good to hear about the net. I think I'll just stick around and listen. I've been on the South Cars Saturday International or Intercontinental Net occasionally. My South Cars number, by the way, is Echo 2209. So with that, this is KD8UXU, Roy in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Turning it back over to you, Mike, at Net Control.
Very good, and thanks for coming aboard, Roy. I appreciate the check-in. And oh, your daughter that has two dogs must have been pretty busy when they were puppies. I mentioned that a few minutes ago. I had two Rottweiler puppies at the same time. They were born 3 days apart. One was mine, and one was our son's. But geez, we had a hell of a time. Oh, excuse me. It was quite the time. They ate our couch. They ate Lane's shoes, her glasses. They ate almost everything that we couldn't pick up and keep out of their reach. But they both turned out to be awesome dogs in the long run. And I did copy Echo 2209, Roy, so I won't ask you if you're a member and try to sell a membership tonight. But thanks for being here, and hope you enjoy the net. And if you think of anything else, why jump back in. Even if it's off topic, if something sparks your interest, you're welcome to bring that up also. And with that, I'll go ahead and break with you and see who else we can drag aboard. This is WA1NXI, looking for checking.
Victor X-ray Papa.
Net recognizes N1BXP. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening to all on the net. N1BXP here. Echo 2102. I think first I'll mention about the crazy weather we've been having today. Started out quite chilly this morning. And they had a forecast, which really did not make sense, but then again, I said, okay, we had a forecast of light showers in the area, and then they mentioned something about hail, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, hail isn't a regular rainstorm? Didn't believe it, but actually did see it coming down very lightly, very small. Let me drop for a second. Yeah, it was one of those conditions where the temperatures generally were quite chilly. Basically, it was in the low 40s throughout most of the day. And, we got these hit and miss showers. They pop up 1 minute and disappear the next minute. And hail would be mixed in. It was all basically pea size, but it was there. On to dogs. I've never had the opportunity of training or raising a puppy. I've been around adult dogs. And I was always taught, even by my grandfather, who said, Dogs know how to do everything. We have to teach them what not to do. If we keep that in mind, they can pretty well do anything. And I've had the experience around not only stray dogs, but family dogs that, for me being a stranger, they were not too happy. But it took only about a minute or less for them to get to know me quite easily, because I always thought of the idea, go down to their level and you will get accepted. Stay above them and they won't like you. And never had a problem. The recent one was a full-grown poodle, which my cousin said, well, she doesn't like a lot of people. Well, within 30 seconds, that dog was right at my, I was sitting down on the couch, and that dog came right over to me, put her nose right onto my hand, which was an indication, hey, pet me. And my cousin couldn't believe it. Let me drop for a second. So, you know, it got to a point where giving them respect, but don't yell at them. Treat them nice. You know, if you have to discipline them, you find that talking at a normal voice, they understand a lot better. But yelling is like yelling at a two-year-old. Two-year-old says, well, what did I do? I didn't do anything wrong, did I? And they get really confused. But treating them as a person at a normal voice, they understand a lot better. And I've had other experiences with other family dogs that you wouldn't think they were smart enough, but they showed quite a bit of knowledge when it comes to possible danger. They knew right away what to do and how to get attention. But I could go on and on. Definitely something I enjoy. I have seen the bad experience of people that just don't know how to handle or raise dogs. They go through a lot of trauma with them. And I try to explain to them, hey, you know, you treat them like a person. Don't treat them like a cooped-up animal, and they'll understand. They respect you, and you respect them. With that, I'll pass it back to Net Control and 1TXP.
Oh, very good, Rick. And yeah, I have to agree with a lot of that you say. They seem to respond better to kindness than to being beat, that's for sure. I've always been like you, Steve. I've always, or dogs always seem to like me for some reason. I just go up to a dog and pat it and talk to it, and they always seem to like me. And I had an experience with a stray dog once when I worked for a carnival many years ago. I was on my way back to the ride that I worked on, coming from the cook shack with a couple of tuna fish sandwiches. And this dog, it was kind of a shepherd-looking dog, kind of grayish, and it was all mangy-looking, and walking by, and I see him, and he looked hungry, so I threw him one of my tuna fish sandwiches. I just threw a sandwich down to him, and he scoffed that right up, and then he followed me around for the rest of the day. He hung out over on the skydiver with me and wouldn't let nobody get near me, growling and barking at anybody that came near me. He took right to me, and he was going to protect me no matter what. Ended up, they called the dog catcher to come get him, and I had to load her up into the truck because nobody else could get near her. He couldn't catch her with one of those neck nooses and get her in. But she let me pick her right up and put her in, and felt kind of heartbroken about that because she trusted me so much, and then I went and shipped her off. But at that time, I wasn't in a position to have a dog. But anyway, thanks for being there, Rick, and you made a few other comments. I was going to, stray dog, I got so many little, biscuits, the biscuits were mentioned, and I believe that was, Can you remember who brought up the biscuits in their pocket when he was working? It's right on the tip of my tongue, too, and I feel bad because I can't pull it out. But I do the same thing with Gemma also. I keep biscuits in my pocket, and the little dog next door, she's little, but she's older. Oh, Doug, thank you, Paul. Thank you for helping me pull that out. The little dog next door knows now that when I walk over there, I got biscuits in my pocket. So I always keep them in. Share them with Mila, that's her name, next door, and her and Gemma are becoming pretty good friends. So with that, I guess I'll look for some more check-ins and see what else we can, who else we can get aboard. This is WA1MXI and the South Cars Family Global Hour. We're looking for check-ins.
VH.
Net recognizes KF5VH. Steve, welcome back.
Hello. I was just looking at Gemma's picture, and I see some coloration there. You said this was a while back, so maybe she's lost this coloration as she's been growing up. But I noticed the dark streaks from the corners of the eyes back towards the ears. I don't think I've ever seen a puppy or dog with that streak there. Looks very interesting. The other thing I'll mention is I read a book as we got this puppy. Never really had too much problem training dogs, but it pointed out something that really made a lot of sense. If you look at a dog's head, it tells you how the dog listens. We try to talk to our dogs a lot with our voice, but that's the third thing going on. The very front thing on the dog is the nose, and smells take over everything. If there's a smell and the dog is smelling something, the dog is not going to see and the dog is not going to hear. If there's no smell going on but the dog is looking at something, like a frog or a chameleon or something, a little lizard running around, the dog is not going to hear you. The only time the dog hears you is when it's not smelling anything and it's not seeing anything. Just for what it's worth. Back to you, Mike, KF5VH.
I got to agree with that, Steve. Gemma is exactly like that. If I throw the ball, she'll run out back and get it, and I clap my hands and tell her, good Gemma, and she'll bring it right back. Sometimes when she's running back, she'll catch the scent of something, and that's the end of the game until I can get her attention again. And the other day, she spotted a groundhog out back, and she was running towards it, and I was yelling, no, 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 and she didn't hear me. For some reason, she stopped about, probably 15 feet away from it and just sat there and watched it and gave me a minute to catch up with her and get the leash on her. So she was kind of lucky there because they're not very nice. We got pretty sharp teeth. But we got two of them living out back. I see them every now and then. And I knew it was going to be just a matter of time before she either caught the sign or seen it moving out back there in the bushes. Her sense of smell is unbelievable. If I throw a little piece of old dog biscuit out back, she'll find it. She'll sniff around and circle in on it and find it. So I should try to train her to be a sniff dog. But thanks for being there and thanks for coming aboard and sharing. And those two little lines on the side of Gemma's eyes are actually still there. She's been changing colors quite a lot. She started out, the very first time I seen her, she was completely black. And then she got a little bit of that brownish color. And There were a couple of different brownish colors and turned mostly to that brownish color, but if I showed you a recent picture, if I can find one, before the net's over, I'll post it, and she's turned into a lot of black down her nose again, and I'll see if I can't possibly get one of those on there and show you. But anyway, thanks for coming aboard, and let's see who else we can pick up. This is WA1NXI and the Family Global Hour, and we're looking for some more check-ins and or comments.
One India.
Net recognizes WQ1I. You're sounding, miserable, Paul. I hate.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I'm feeling pretty miserable, too. I got this, that thing I sent you this morning, I pulled it up, and I was wondering if you would mind if I read some of it from that. I think there's stuff in there that people would appreciate.
Oh, I think that would be awesome, Paul. I mean, I probably could have read some of it, never even thought of that. I was thinking of putting it on the live so everybody could read it. Yeah, that would be awesome. I really enjoyed that. A lot of truth in it. So go ahead and take it away.
Okay, Mike. What I enjoyed about this was a lot of us spend our entire lives trying to learn some of the things that dogs just do naturally and how much better our lives would be if we could emulate them. I thought it was pretty profound, but let me get something, see if I can get through some of this. Dogs. There's a reason we call them man's best friend. We can learn so many things from a dog's behavior, personality, demeanor, resiliency, and most importantly, the willingness to provide their family members with unconditional love, loyalty, companionship, down to their very last breath. You come in the door from a long day's work. The dog doesn't judge you. He doesn't care how you're dressed or if you just had a really bad day. No matter the situation, your dog is happy to see you. You are greeted with the same enthusiasm each and every time you walk in that door. A dog has the ability to live in the present moment. They don't regret the past or worry about the future. If we can learn to appreciate and focus on what's happening in the here and now, we also will experience a richness of living. In the presence of a dog, somehow nothing else matters. A dog is handing out pure love, sparing no expense, and asking absolutely nothing in return. There's consistency, love, and the beauty of life at its finest. Dogs have the ability to sense what's really going on. Many of us have lost touch with this all-important instinctual part of who we are. By paying attention to nonverbal cues such as body language and energy, we can learn more about our friends, our loved ones, and ourselves. And dogs don't hold grudges. There's a remarkable lack of conflict in dog packs. And that's because members resolve the situation when disagreements arise and then move on. Imagine what our world would be like if we dealt with all conflicts before they escalated out of control. Holding on to negative feelings tends to make them multiply and prevent us from moving forward. Sometimes we get caught up in so many things, but you're never lonely when there's a dog around. When I need a good laugh or some therapy, I think about the times I spent with my family, including my dogs, because they were members of our family, and I laugh. They are so much fun. For a dog, every morning is Christmas morning. Every walk is the best walk. Every meal is the best meal. And every game is the best game. We can learn so much by observing the way our pets rejoice in life's simplest moments. Take time every day to celebrate the many gifts that are hidden in the ordinary events. Celebrate our own life. And that's it, Mike. I just thought that was pretty good stuff. WQ1I, back to net.
Oh, thank you for reading that, Paul. And like I said, I thought that was awesome stuff, too. And a lot of it, all of it's true. That's why I'm a dog lover, I guess. And all the things that was in that little thing that you read there is all the reasons I've always loved all my dogs. I can't say which ones I've loved the most, because I've loved them all so much, like part of my family. You know, all the reasons why you just talked about. So that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Maybe if you get a chance, you can share a picture of BJ on there. I know how much you care for him, and I might even see if I can't drag a picture out of Jazz and share. She was my baby, and it still hurts when I think about her and look at pictures of her. But anyway, I'll go ahead and break with you, Paul, and we'll see who else might want to come aboard and maybe comment on that story that you just read. This is W81NXI and the Family Global Hour. We're working through some more check-ins and rechecks with comments. All right, not hearing anybody wanting to get checked in right this minute, so I'll go with another story about Gemma. She's going to be a water dog. She absolutely loves the water, and I bought her a little swimming pool, and I'm going to post a picture on the live thing in a couple minutes here. I did manage to get my phone hooked up, so I'll just have to play around and get a picture, but kind of looking for someone else to maybe share a picture of their special best friend. So this is WA1NXI, and seeing if anybody else wants to come aboard and share a story or two, or maybe a tip or two about somebody raising a new puppy. This is WA1NXI in the South Terrace Family Global Hour, and we're looking for check-ins. Wow, tough crowd. I didn't expect such a good topic to be this slow. But, so I don't see any listings that I should read or anything to take up some time. So I'll open it again for some more check-ins. There's got to be somebody.
VXP recheck.
Al, thank you very much, Rick, and welcome back. Kind of a slow net, but that's all right. One or two or three good friends having a net, so all good with me. All right. Welcome aboard.
I just thought I would share this little story. Apparently, we have, in our apartment complex, we're not supposed to have pets, but some do. And one of the neighbors has a cat. He's basically, I would almost say about the size of a Maine Coon, even though he's not, black and white. And he tends to come over to me once in a great while, just to get a little attention. And then pretty well stays to himself. But something I saw the other day that really made me laugh. A neighbor across the hall alley has a couple of dogs. And they let them out, and they generally stay in their yard. Once in a great while, the younger one of the two, they look like they're part, somebody said they thought they were bulldogs, but not sure of the breed, but they're pretty, overall, they're really not bad temper. If they don't know you right away, they start barking at you. But this one happened to see me and didn't see the cat. So he came over, came running over, started barking at me. got into our yard, and the minute this cat saw that dog, it was funny. The cat went after the dog, only right to the doorway, right by my apartment to the alley. Chased that dog out of the yard. The dog turned around and looked and started barking at it, but wouldn't come back in the yard. Let me draw for a second. So when the cat took off, the dog came back over, but he wouldn't actually walk into the yard. And what he did was he just kind of stuck his head in the doorway, kind of looked around, and by that time the owner yelled at the dog to come back home, which he did. But it was so funny, that dog was so terrified of that cat, and it was only at one incident where that happened, but that dog now won't come into the yard at all. And didn't get anywhere near, the cat never got near the dog, but just enough to chase the dog out. And I mentioned to the owner of the dog, I said, you know, we got a cat over here, and it doesn't want the dog over here. And she said, oh, good. She said the dog is not afraid of cats, but certain ones he tends to respect. So animal-wise, they are very, dogs are smart enough to know when and where and how not to go into certain areas. And it was just a funny way. I wish I would have had a video camera because it was so funny. That cat stopped right at the doorway, wouldn't go beyond. In fact, that cat very seldom ever goes out into the alley, but always stays right by the doorway. And it was just funny watching him chase that dog out, like, get out of my yard, and wouldn't come over to me. But I was like, I was all ready to give him the cat the treats, which I usually carry around. But I haven't seen the cat around for the last 4 or 5 days. I have a feeling the owner of the cat has now got the cat inside. And it was just kind of a crazy little world that we have over here with the animals. N13XP, back to net control.
Well, there you go, Rick. Yeah, that reminds me of one time when Bridget was a little younger, and we took her down to my wife's father's house, and he had a big old white cat that was outside, and she chased it into the garage. It was pretty funny. You had to laugh. She went running in the garage chasing the cat, and then you hear this big yelp, and she comes running out, and the cat's running right back at her. She went running in there and got her nose scratched and learned not to mess with that cat. So cats can definitely stick up for themselves. Sometimes, I guess, it all depends on the dog. I've heard of some bad turnouts in situations like that. Just wondering if you, Rick, or if anybody else happened to catch on the news this week. There was a little 4-year-old boy that got attacked by a dog that was outside, and he was on his bike. They actually had a video of it from a security camera, that the dog went running up and grabbed the kid by his leg and pulled him right off of his bike, and his family cat went running over there and saved him. He jumped and ran right into the dog and clawed him a little bit and chased the dog off. And so the little 4-year-old boy ended up with a few stitches, but the cat actually saved him from a worse mauling, I guess you might say. That was pretty interesting also. If you happen to see that, maybe you might want to mention it. Just thought I'd bring that up too. So I'll go ahead and break with you and open it up for more comments and or check-ins. This is WA1NXI and the Family Global.
One India.
Net recognizes WQ1I. Welcome back.
Thanks, Mike. WQ1I. I found the picture of Gemma on the live button there on our website. That is one beautiful dog. She is gorgeous. But I was curious about what Steve was talking about, and I see the lines, the markings on her face going from the eyes back to the ears. And what's really interesting to me about that is, you know, I don't know if that's normal for German Shepherd puppies, but the dogs that I had, you know, and BJ, he was a Keese hound, or the correct pronunciation, Kaysund. Those markings, those very same markings, are prominent in that breed. And in fact, because they have, Keese hounds have a pattern of circular dark fur around their eyes, combined with those lines, it makes it almost look like they're wearing a pair of glasses, and they call those markings spectacles. So if you actually Googled Keese hound spectacles, you'd probably find a bunch of pictures of dogs, not this breed, but who have those very same markings. So I find that very interesting that that she has those lines that Steve noticed. So there you go. More worthless information. WA1NXIWQ1I. Back to net.
Oh, very good, Paul. Geez, I hope she's full-blooded Shepherd. Maybe she's a mix with one of BJ's relatives. But yeah, she's changing colors a lot since she's a puppy. I don't know if that's normal for a lot of longer-haired dogs. When I got Jazz and Bridget and Harley, they all had that red and tan Rottweiler markings, and they never changed much. And I see a lot of other Rottweilers that resemble them. Some of them even look exactly like one of them. So they all kind of look the same, but it's not always the same with Shepherds. I've seen a few short-haired ones, and mostly short-haired ones since I've had one, and I noticed more Shepherds, they're usually the shorter hair, and Gemma's longer hair. Her parents are actually East German and West German. They're both from Germany, different parts of Germany, so their mother's a longer-haired Shepherd, and kind of a dark, and I did send a couple more pictures over to the site, or to Steve, so maybe he'll get them posted, and you can actually see some of the color change in it, if you notice it. I don't know if you will as much as I do, but thanks for coming aboard and sharing, Paul, and I remember seeing pictures of BJ, and remember that look on her face, but anyway, I'll go ahead and break with you and see if we have any more comments or anybody else just wishing to get on the lodge here on the South Cash Family Global Hour. This is WA1NXI and looking for check-ins. Quiet net. It's just about the top of the hour, but kind of hoping to get a few more people on the lodge and kind of looking forward to seeing some of the pets that some of my South Cash friends have on the lodge. So if you don't get a chance to do it during the net, you know, sometime, drop an email over to Steve and get your best friend's picture up there so everybody here on South Cash can see it. And I was kind of wondering, another name slipped right out of my mind, and I hate when that happens, but, I hate that, but she also trains dogs to help her in her daily life, and I'm sure somebody's going to remind me of her name and call sign. I should have wrote this stuff down, but I figured she might be here to talk about her experience with dogs, and she might actually be out training, because she mentioned something about going away for a few weeks. And Earlene, there you go. Thanks again, Paul. Earlene would have a lot to say about dog training and all the important things they do for her in her life, but she's not here tonight, so anyway, I can say we was thinking of her and her dogs. So before I go ahead and close it up, I'll see if anyone else has any comments or if anybody wants to come aboard and just get your call sign on the logbook. This is WA1NXI in the Southcast Family Global Hour. We're looking for check-ins. Well, nobody's beating down the door here to get checked in, so I'll go ahead and wrap it up, I guess, and see if Steve got those other pictures of Gemma, and I'll keep checking the web page, and hope everybody else does, and hope everybody else takes advantage of the live part of the web page there during upcoming nets. I think that's a pretty awesome idea, and big hand to Steve for doing that. That's awesome. So let me see if I can bring up the preamble here real quick. I got pictures and everything else going on. There you go. This has been the Southcast, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on the VOIP.southcast.com website. The net control for this session has been Mike, and my call is Whiskey Alpha 1, November X-Ray India, and I'll say 73s. Thank everybody for their participation, and thank everybody that didn't have nothing to say, that don't have a dog, that was listening. Thanks for being here, and we'll turn all connected nodes and repeaters back to normal amateur radio use. Net closed.